Editor's note. Ahead of the September 20 federal election, Barry Today has contacted all of the candidates in the Barrie-Innisfil riding with 5 questions related to the local opioid crisis, COVID-19 vaccine passports, Truth and Reconciliation Commission recommendations, climate change, and affordable housing. The following answers were received from Corrado Brancato, the People's Party of Canada candidate in Barrie-Innisfil. More candidate Q&As can be found on our Canada Votes 2021 page. 1. For the past several years, Barrie has had a devastating drug crisis, one of the worst in the province. How do you think the opioid problem should be addressed, and what is your stance on the proposed supervised consumption site, SCS, here in the city? Whether the addiction is from legal or non-legal drugs, this is very concerning issue. We should have stronger laws in the battle against drug abuse. People that are addicted to substances should receive professional medical treatment for their recovery. A life recovery program could be initiated to place them on a path to a healthy life and where they can contribute to society. 2. As we brace for a fourth wave of COVID-19 and a more aggressive Delta variant, many are suggesting Canada should embrace a vaccine passport. What is your view on this? Vaccine passports contradict our Charter of Rights. We live in a free, democratic society where we all have the right to choose what we feel is best. This mandate also contradicts the Nuremberg Code, a set of ethical research principles, developed in the wake of Nazi atrocities, specifically the inhumane and often fatal experimentation on human subjects without consent. Quote, "The word vaccine is misleading. What is happening is the mRNA computer simulation of an S1 spike protein thought to be modeled off the SARS-CoV-2. This is to make your body produce a foreign pathogen." Dr. David E. Martin. If you do the research behind the corruption and follow the money, you may be shocked to find who the people cashing in are. 3. We are a rich country in many ways, but many indigenous reserves still don't have clean drinking water. The tragedy of residential schools has ripped open the hurt and trauma many of our indigenous families have felt for generations. Many of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission recommendations remain unheeded. How would you address these issues and help heal these wounds? It is a very sad situation for the actions that took place many years ago. We as a society, led by government officials, should be working closely with Indigenous leaders to identify the gaps where previous governments have failed and tie in on the relationship to help recover from this terrible tragedy and provide the infrastructure required to develop and maintain living conditions for now and the future. 4. Recently, a major scientific report warned of increasingly extreme heat waves, droughts and flooding, and a key temperature limit being broken in just over a decade. Scientists say it's a code red for humanity. What tangible ways will your party address climate change in both the short and long term? Climate change has happened naturally for thousands of years. We know for a fact that based on soil data, Egypt was a tropical area on Earth just 2,000 years ago, and now we see it to be a desert. There is no real evidence that humans have a factor to manipulate the climate. Only data models that have consistently failed at correctly predicting the future. In the 70s ice age, the 80s acid rain, 90s massive floodings, 2000s global warming, what will the 20s be? The Walking Dead pandemic. 5. Housing is a human right, but many people in Barrie are not able to afford a roof over their heads. The cost of living continues to rise while the price of housing and rent skyrockets well beyond affordability for the average person. What would your party do to address this? Inflation is out of control at the moment. We need to reduce inflation and start to build the economy by attracting investors back to Canada. Reduce the amount of dollars being printed, remove the capital gains tax, drop the GST and hand over healthcare funding to the provinces and gradually reduce the income tax from 15% down to 10% over the course of several years. All these measures are designed to increase productivity, which leads to better paying jobs, which leads to more affordable housing. More information on Brancato's campaign is available on his Facebook page by clicking here.